Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go. Hey. Them air horns is just for us, baby. That's we it. Woke up That's today. It. We living another day. Come on now.
Like I said, I ain't going, much like somebody else we've talked about in the past where I said, I'm not doing the time with them. I'm not doing the losing with these guys.
Not me.
I'm winning.
Not me. Welcome in here to the Thursday, October 30th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of
Sacramento. Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
They've got two games. The Bucks. The Nuggets. If they don't win one of those two, my hand to God, I'm taking this off the board.
Whoa.
I'm taking it off the board. I'm taking it off the board.
We can't do that.
We're gonna do a 2-8 like the beam?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes, we are.
Nope.
Yeah,
once again,
kind of tradition.
Nope. Once
yeah,
again, this is like the beam itself.
Nope. Yeah.
Boss. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be here forever. Once again, if the sorry-ass Chicago Cubs for 90 years can fly the W.
Now let's talk about that stupid beam. You want to talk about Abby's disappointment when we left the Golden 1 Center on Sunday night?
Yeah, it does do
that.
It's
not the beam.
Come on, baby.
Stupid.
We'll walk into your car. Poor baby just looks up in the air all just to see sky. Sky up there.
The light works fine. It's the team that's messing up.
Exactly.
The on-switch works.
Well, then just turn the damn thing on after the game. If there is nothing else,
just turn.
You know what?
The Sacramento Kings play today. Light the beam.
That's it.
Well, no, you can't bastardize the beam.
The beam is already bastardized.
That's today's show title.
Just the sadness. But all three of them. Abby, her friend, Katie. All right, guys. Well, let us know when you get to the. All right,
well,
just let us know when you get to the car.
What if there's like an anti-beam when they lose or something?
Like just so you're looking up
something? Like a red beam. It's like, wow, this is horrible.
Just a giant sad face in the sky.
They lost.
Now, I'm on for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sad face in the sky.
Kings, when do they know the sad faces in the sky today?
No. Sad faces.
Young Zell can't leave, though. Young Zell can't leave.
What is it going to look like?
Once again,
this team is 2-10. What's it going? Hey, Sacramento Kings get a win last night. No,
they sit there all mad and sad.
Zale, make a sad song. That way, when they lose, we can play a sad young Zale song, and then when they win,
make a Rod Wave like.
Oh my
song.
God, man. Just taking the happiness out of this city. One loss at a time.
Man.
They got two games.
It's tough, man. It's tough. But.
You really like thought that was a built-in loss last night?
I didn't think they were going to win.
Can a back-to-back really, I guess, have that much of an effect? Just five games in, though? Still fresh, like we just got here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it can. I mean, if you're if you're playing a bunch of basketball in 2 days, no matter if you're off a rest or not, like it can do something to you. I mean,
can you have a scheduled loss against the Bulls too, though? Not to disrespect what the Bulls have done this season, you're not, like Dame said earlier in the insert, like you're not playing a tough. Well, I guess just insert the Thunder again, or just this team, which is these All Stars or whatever. It's like you match up on paper pretty well.
I don't know if I want to call it a scheduled loss, but my premise is I didn't think they were going to win.
Because of the team they are?
All things encompassing. Like, because of the back-to-back, because of who the first game was against.
That's why I thought last night was a better look for them, because OKC was the first game and not the second.
I thought they tried everything they could to win that OKC game.
Oh, I think so, too.
But if you had all the energy in the tank, I thought they spent a lot of energy to try to win that game.
Don't use that word here, boy. You're going to get fans excited. Energy in the tank. Don't use that.
Well, they should
be
excited right now. I hear people complaining all the time about this team. Why are you complaining? This is exactly what you want to happen. It's exactly what you want to happen. Plus, I heard some of y'all. You told me and everybody that would listen, and I'm not trying to tell people how to spend their money, but you told me, no, they're going to show up for a rebuild. Let's see 17,000. I especially expect to see you at the games. You know who you are, because you said, no. If they tank, if they have a sorry product out there, show up every night. I said, as my partner would say, sweetie, no, they won't. But once again, this should be what that side of the crowd wants. This is great.
But this isn't a rebuild team, though. Like, because are you saying that, like, people, the Golden 1 Center is obviously not sold out. It's not even remotely close to sold out. Shout out to my friend Melissa, who's a Warriors fan. I run into her every day when we're walking our dogs. She was like, yeah, I want to go Wednesday. I said, man, you should. She was like, well, you know, me and, you know, my husband, we looked at tickets, and it's like, it's still a little too pricey. I said, no, just wait till Wednesday. You'll be able to get in and sit virtually anywhere you want to at a price that will make you very, very happy. Mm-hmm. And I have even better news. All of your friends are going to be there. So don't worry about that. But I'm with you. I never bought that nonsense at all. Mm-hmm. But if I was one of those people, I'd say, Casey, I hate this team. I don't want to watch this team. You start. Oh, Casey, did you see the plus minus numbers, Kenny? Why don't you play Dylan? Why don't you play Isaac Jones? When they do that, then I'll be at the arena. You and I know that's a lie.
Right.
But if I was on that side of the argument, that's what I would say. I'm not paying to watch this.
The record is still...
I don't have to pay, and I don't want to watch this at this point.
The record is still the record, regardless of how you get there. Like,
no, I hear you.
They play the young guys. Like, come on, man. Outside of Neek, like, these guys are rotational guys.
I hear you, but have you? I'm with you. For the record, I'm having a conversation on behalf of that crowd, which I normally don't do because I disagree with them. But have you ever watched a team where, maybe not against the Kings, but you know, maybe you're watching the Celtics versus somebody, and you're like, yo, that's a good young squad right there. Like I see
for
it.
Sure.
Yeah. They got some good young pieces right there. We didn't really get that opportunity with Detroit because Detroit just kind of like right out the gate were you know they got it together really 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 quickly. But like we've all watched teams.
OKC was like that.
Sure, yeah, we've watched teams where we're like, yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm. Like it's I see it. That's not happening here.
No, but if. Like, it was never going to happen here if you understood what you were watching with the contracts and stuff like that. Like, if you understood what
for
was
sure.
Not you specifically.
No, I know what you mean.
Like, it was never going to happen here that way. But what you can hope for if you want that is the losses. And you don't want this team to be good, this particular team, not the franchise. But you don't want this team to be good. You want them to lose. And they're losing. And they're going to continue to lose in your guys' eyes. It's about going to the games, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all said you would be there.
Well, I think the difference...
I don't think you... And I'm not saying you should be there. That's what we've always said. Like, you don't have to go to the games if the team has no hope, if you don't want to. Me, personally, I just like basketball. I like NBA basketball. I'm going to go to the games because I enjoy that. But if you're solely on, like, hey, the Kings are... I want to see the Kings. You can see him... win 25 games. Once again, y'all said this team was sorry. They, to your guys' opinion, they're looking sorry right now. They're 1-4. This should be happy. This should not be frustrating.
Well, I think the difference was, well, though, maybe was that...
Sorry, Jesse, go ahead.
They were going to support, like, say they said they were going to games and stuff, support the tank, but, like, kind of because that would put the team in a direction moving forward where maybe you got young guys, like, the team stinks or whatever, but you got young guys here. This is a Kings team with no future, like, it kind of feels like...
With young guys, you're on a bus and you're going somewhere.
Yeah, you're going somewhere. Here, you're not going.
You're going off a cliff.
Yeah, here it's just losing. This is not tanking. This is not a rebuild. This is a bad basketball team losing basketball games. That's all this is right now. There's no reason to support that. There's not moving anywhere.
A slightly expensive basketball team.
But right. But once again...
I guess the difference, though, is like the other one, yeah, it's a slow-moving bus, but it's moving. This one, we're stuck here.
But no, you're not stuck because you are driving off a cliff. Like, you're moving. You're going down, so like, you come back up.
It's going to be like those Wile E. Coyote cartoons.
Right.
Vivek going to look at the camera, and that thing going to drop.
But you, like, my thing is, if you're being real and not just being reactional and emotional about the situation, like, that wasn't going to happen. As much as you wanted it to happen, that wasn't going to happen. Like, even...
The tank. Yeah. The rebuild.
Like, the have... a bunch of 20-year-olds out there, and I'll go watch them. That wasn't going to happen this year anyway. I don't believe that was going to happen,
but
if you waited to trade De'Aaron Fox.
But I'll argue waiting to trade De'Aaron Fox would not have gone the way that people think that it would have.
We agree.
That it would not have gone the way people think it would have. But
like, you thought you were going to trade De'Aaron and get Dylan Harper or something.
On behalf of that crowd, I think they wanted to start this process with the Fox trade.
Mm.
And you that's where you start. It's like, all right, man, forget it. Like, get draft picks, get whatever you can get. Let's start to get out of this. You don't have Zach LaVine there. Now you only have one really bad contract.
Mm.
And DeMar, like, DeMar's not a bad contract. DeMar's like $25 million and it's less next year.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know basketball. I've said that clear. I don't even watch games, so what do I know? But Zach LaVine's contract doesn't feel god awful to me. I think so many people, including people I love and respect, bought that Chicago Bulls 2 draft pick report. There is zero. I want everybody to say this to themselves out loud. The Chicago Bulls were willing to attach 2 first round draft picks to Zach LaVine, and no one took them.
That's cap.
Please tell me. No. Securing a Bagley says, yeah, so yeah, everyone yeah. is lying. No. Somebody told that to Mark Stein, and they lied to him.
Yeah.
There is no chance, none, zero, that is true. Think of the ridiculousness of that statement. Right. 2 first round draft picks. Think of the premium that a first-round draft pick holds, and they want you to believe they were willing to trade you Zach LaVine and 2 first-round picks to take his contract. No effing chance. It's not everyone securing. It's one guy.
And everyone.
Everyone took that report.
Yeah.
It absolutely 1,000% did not happen.
Yeah.
But if you think Zach LaVine's contract is bad, that's perfectly okay. Don't think it's bad because of that. But that's fine. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Domas's is 10 times worse.
I agree.
Domas's contract is 10 times worse than Zach LaVine. And you talk about stuck me. Casey and I were talking about this yesterday. There's a handful of teams that Domas would be incredibly impactful on right now this second. Indiana is one of them. Now ask yourself, what can Indiana give up at that contract that makes sense for them? They can't. Mm-hmm. We've been over this. You need a team with an albatross of a contract. That's it. Who has it? what is a good basketball team with an amnesty level contract? Mm-hmm. Because that is the only team that can acquire either one of those players. And if that contract doesn't exist, the trade doesn't exist. And for a team where Domas can go and be good and it matter.
Yeah. And
the same truth for Zach Levine.
To that point, and I'm not sitting here saying, oh, they did the right thing or they should have got Zach LaVine or whatever. But that's the same point to De'Aaron Fox. People forget about the money aspect of it. They think we're just going to trade De'Aaron Fox and get Stephon Castle and three first rounders for De'Aaron Fox if they would have waited. No, you would have to find somebody with a Zach LaVine level average annual value and the team to say, yeah, we want to give up those picks for it too. Maybe it could have happened too. In the chatty house, call in, give us examples of who possibly would have done that. I don't think it's the same because I think Fox has a more value than Domas, but it's akin to the question that you're asking about trading Domas. Like, who's got the contract to match up, the financials to match up, and are willing to give you young player X or two first rounders mm-hmm. for De'Aaron Fox?
They didn't like go looking for that, though, did they?
So they did not. The answer to that, and that's the other side. They absolutely did not. Mm-hmm. And this goes into the conversation we had yesterday about the conversation about Vivek and his input on this basketball team was centered on Luka and draft picks and all of that. Mm-hmm. We all know Vivek Ranadive wanted Zach LaVine. I'd be willing to bet Kenny's money, and that's a lot, that he wanted DeMar DeRozan too. Mm-hmm. So, like, we always center the Vivek stuff on draft picks, but you look at those acquisitions right there. I'm confident he was involved in those.
Right.
Again, I'd bet Kenny's money that he was involved in those. I would never lose your money.
That's not enough to make anything, though.
That's not what the streets say.
Check my Prize Picks. It's not enough to make it.
I can't. I was so mad. I won $15 the other day. I think I was like a Dennis Schroeder, like one shot away. And it wasn't big money, but it would have made me smile more than I was just like, oh, I got my money back. I'll take it.
Sometimes that's how it is.
So all of this talk about that game last night, I didn't run a lineup.
I did not
run a lineup in that Chicago game. I don't necessarily have a rule that you don't run a lineup on the second night of a back-to-back, but I was like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'll stay away from this one.
But and I understand what Jesse's saying and all this other stuff, but at the end of the day, the goal is to get a high draft pick. That's what everybody wants with the tank. That was your first and foremost goal this year. Even if you wanted to just run the young guys out there, first of all, the one young guy is hurt. So he would be playing, but he's hurt. But then you're talking about Keon and Maxine and Cardwell, like, whatever. Like, those guys are not game-changing players in this league. Neek is the only one that you could look at and could possibly help change your fortunes on a high, high level. He's hurt right now. He's going to play when he comes back. Yeah. Keegan, the same thing. He's hurt right now. He's going to play when he comes back. So those are the young guys you're talking about on this roster. Mm-hmm. Everything else you kind of stuck with to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. The key is to lose games and to not be good. And you're hitting the mark right now. Everybody should be perfectly fine with how things are going.
But it's not. We're talking too general. Like, it isn't everybody.
No, and those who want
it's that crowd.
Those who want that should be perfectly fine.
Yeah, the tank crowd should be thrilled. You're not tanking the way you want to. This team is just bad. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's still losses. Mm-hmm. The sad part is, go ahead, Jesse.
If they had started a tank this year and just it was ugly compared to, I guess, whatever this is like, point is like, would that have sped up the process of this rebuilding this team, though? Because now you're stuck for 2 years where it's like you don't really, you got these older guys here, but I mean, maybe they do end up losing a bunch of games this season, but it's kind of like you're stuck to really get to 2027, I guess, to like really start building.
But then, but.
So you don't have to be.
Let's try this.
Like I guess, like, what's the avenue to, I guess, building this forward with what you got now?
40 years?
Right. Was it? They've been
40
here?
Years.
Yeah.
How many times has this organization built a basketball team? A competitive basketball team?
Once, maybe.
Once. No, I mean, the answer is one.
Well, you're talking about Beam Team
One. You can reference Beam Team One, but that was a one and done. Mm-hmm. In terms of playoffs, now I know postseason playoffs is now a different, it's a different thing. But it's essentially a one and done. A 48 to a 46. It was a 48 where we thought we were on the rise. Boy, did we misread that situation. 48 on the rise was actually a 48 on the decline. Who knew? But we're talking about, oh, man, Jesse just said, and Jesse's not alone in this. James Hamm, a pro tank crowd, 2027, you shed all these, you get draft picks, you shed these salaries, man, and then you start to build. Okay, show me what evidence you have that this organization, regardless of ownership, can build a basketball team. And you need to land a guy or something close to it, and you got that in De'Aaron. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were able to do that. All right, let's go. We're trusting Scott Perry?
We ain't got no choice, but yeah, I mean,
the better question is, because I'm not asking for me.
Yeah.
I'm asking in the mind of a Vekran Adive. Because if this is what you do, this doesn't last. Like, you're committed to Scott Perry for at least 5 years.
Should be at least. Yeah.
Because if not, there's no point in doing it. Like, right. You pull Scott, BJ, you damn near gotta pull Doug into it. Hey, we're going to get you on this, you know, second year, like whatever we got to do. Mm-hmm. But we know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We know what this is. This is going to reflect on you. I'm trusting you all to build this out.
Right. Yeah. And that, to also Jesse's point, and to answer that question, it doesn't have to.
I'm not pro-tanking, by the way. I just don't want to be associated with that.
What
just,
it sounds like.
I
Sam Hinkie guy.
I don't see
here.
The avenues Sam right now.
I hear you.
But it also.
Because Kenny said trades, but like you couldn't even trade anyone this offseason.
Do we know they wanted to?
That's what it felt like. I mean, some guys at least.
Well, yeah.
I think. Yeah,
the guy who's arguably was playing the second best on the right. team, but go ahead.
I think some of those guys, the Zachs, the Domases, and even DeMar to a certain degree. I'm not sure. Well, definitely DeMar. They didn't want to move on from DeMar. Like they,
yeah, I don't think.
He
I,
looked
yeah,
like
yeah.
he was out the door, yeah. and they brought him back. They can damn near convinced him to stay almost, or at least hang around a little bit longer. But I think Domas, if he does have trade value out there, you can get off of him either in February or this summer. And that now gets you to the point where.
What about tomorrow?
See, I would have started that process this offseason. I mean, Beam Team 1 blew up because Domas and Fox couldn't do it. I mean, now we're up with a team where it's LaVine, DeRozan, and Sabonis, and
Beam Team 1 did what?
Said Beam Team 1 didn't work because Fox and Sabonis just couldn't cut it or whatever. Like, they just couldn't get it done. So
well, I think Beam Team 1 blew up because Mike Brown couldn't cut it. If that's the domino, Mike Brown's the domino. Hmm.
Well, I mean, like, since, like, you go back to round one against the Warriors and Sabonis, like, we learned about him and stuff. Like, that's what I mean, kind of. But, like, I would have started that process where you do trade him now because what's the use of – I mean, he's a great player, but you're not building him around him anymore.
I think there is an element of if I'm Scott Perry, let me just take a second and see these things real quick. When you talk about Domas specifically, like, let me see it. I know how I might feel going into it, but I spoke to the guy. We had a conversation. He said he wants to be here. Let me give it a chance. Let me see what it looks like. And that may be one of the reasons why you don't move him this summer or this past summer.
Mm-hmm. I think that's 100% what happened.
Yeah, you see it a little bit right now. You see where the dead end that it may have, and you may look at it a little bit now like – Yeah, we need to move on. Let's have another conversation, Domas, about where you might want to land. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm using Domas and not Zach because, once again, I'm with everybody else. I don't know the trade value that Zach LaVine has. And then people tell me that Domas is not untradeable. Well, if he's not untradeable, let's see what that value is. Let's explore that. Let's see what we got. Once again, DeMar will probably be gone either in February or in the offseason. Now you're looking at it where you've got one rough-looking contract, and you got a Nick Clifford, and you've got an incoming rookie as well, and whatever picks that you got from trading Domas. And I guess, I don't know if you'd get picks, but you'd get something from DeMar. Would it be a straight-out release of DeMar because of that non-guarantee? Or
it depends. I mean, if you release him, I think you owe 10. Mm-hmm. Or you trade him. And I think if you trade him, you trade him at the 25, not the 10. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure. I'm trying to recall the Chris Paul thing. But remember when Chris Paul had a non-guarantee and then like it passed a certain day and like it became 30-something million?
Right.
So, right. All right, we see, Alex, we see you want to get on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, man. You definitely can. 916-909-1320. Hang tight. We want to hear from you. Frustrations are high. Matt George heard Mike Brown's name and he jumped in the chat to defend him. Matt George is going to be with us.
I don't want to say that name. It's not very nice.
It's not nice.
It's not very nice at all.
It's only four games in. Why are they doing that?
What do they call Mike Brown in New York?
It's what you call the person at the circus with the big red nose on. Mike.
No.
Yeah. It's really not nice. I don't want to say it. Yeah.
It's not cool. Once again, four games in.
That's not okay.
It's on WFAN.
Well, wait till Matt George gets a hold of the New York media. Matt George is going to be with us coming up at 3 o'clock. Coach Brendan Marion going to be with us here today. We're going to start a GoFundMe for Coach Marion. He had a bad day yesterday. And then we'll hear from you again, 916-909-1320. Steelo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.